Hello and welcome to episode number 29 of Leaning Right. I'm Gary Mack, I'm your host, and I want to wish everybody a happy and festive holiday season. This will be our final show of 2011, as we'll take a slight hiatus and get back to you in January, but wanted to do one more show. There's lots of things going on and didn't want to make it a real heavy-duty show. So we're not going to really talk about Fast and Furious. And I'm just going to go over some of the news stories that are going on. Of course, that's one of the top ones and been one of the top ones of the entire year. And let's see, the Occupy movement, which has garnered a lot of attention, though it seems to be dying down now as the cities are slowly taking back the encampments and forcing them out. And but these people are not the brightest people in the world. In fact, in New York City yesterday, they stormed a property. It's owned by the Trinity Church, even though they were asked not to and that they would not be allowed to occupy it. And of course, when they tried to storm this and climb the fence, the police came in. And the complaints began about the police waving batons and trying to push them out. And one occupier actually said, "We weren't doing anything wrong. We didn't provoke the police." Well, when you're told not to trespass on a property and you do anyway, you're breaking the law. So, but we'll get more into that in January. If there's anything to get into at that time, I think all that's left now is really the mental midgets and the lemmings who follow whatever they're told to do by whoever may be in charge, even though they say there's nobody in charge. I think slowly they're trying to recoup the whole group, but I think it's falling apart. And the last American troops left Iraq this week, and so our time being there is over. We have rolled out. The soldiers are now in Kuwait waiting to fly home. And hopefully they can make it home to their families for the holidays. And that'll be a great holiday for them. And, of course, their families who haven't seen them for quite some time. We had author Christopher Hitchens, a well-known gadfly, I guess, who showed up on many of the talk shows, passed away this week from cancer. And, oh, we have a payroll tax cut deal between the House and the Senate, so that will be taken care of. And the Democrats have agreed to a two-month extension of the temporary payroll tax cuts, plus unemployment benefits and Keystone. No tax hikes. And Keystone, which will provide jobs, that's the pipeline from Canada. Let's hope that Obama approves it. He had said last week he would reject efforts to tie the pipeline to the payroll tax. But it does seem as if he's backing off on that now. So I guess the ball will be in his court. And, of course, talking about Obama, this next year, 2012, will be an election year. And unless you've been under a rock, the Republicans have been fighting it out for the nomination. And it has gone back and forth. And right now, Newt Gingrich is in the lead and has a lead in a number of the early states that are going to be holding caucuses or primary. He has jumped ahead of Mitt Romney in Florida, and he's about a 2-to-1 margin there. And Mitt Romney has spent a lot of time and a lot of organization on Florida. Gingrich also has a 2-to-1 lead in South Carolina, with 43% saying they would support Gingrich and 20% saying they would support Romney. He also has made inroads, Gingrich has, in New Hampshire, the state where Romney has put the greatest emphasis, being from Massachusetts. Gingrich is only behind by 9 points in New Hampshire. So Newt Gingrich is making up some ground. And last week we had the final debate for the Republicans of 2011 before Iowa, which is the quite early in January. I think it's the first week that the caucus will take place. So this was the final debate for these candidates to get out there. And it was in Sioux City, Iowa. And how did they do? Well, Newt Gingrich had sort of a mixed performance. He was a little shaky in the first hour or so, the beginning of the tournament of the debate, but got better as the night went on. And really, he was trying to right the ship. He had a lead in Iowa, and it was starting to slip, so this debate was very important to him. And as I said, the first hour was not his best. The second hour, or half hour, he started to come back a little bit strong. But he's the man in the under the microscope. He's the one under attack, the man with the bullseye on his back right now as the front runner. So the other potential candidates are going after him hot and heavy. Though some laid back a little, you know, there is a feeling that the candidates, they don't like, people don't like to see the candidates knocking one another or attacking one another so badly. But at times it did get a little nasty as they went after him. Romney was his usual strong and steady self. There was, of course, debate last Saturday, and he wasn't as good at that debate. Got a little bit off his game, but his handlers got him back on the Thursday night debate. And he pretty much stayed away from the attack mode and stayed on message and tried to put his attack on Obama and not on the other candidates. Had a few poor moments over, you know, over the course of the evening. But overall, it was a pretty good night. He avoided getting caught up in any nasty fights with Gingrich and let the other candidates go out for his blood. Ron Paul, I don't know. I don't get the appeal of Ron Paul, especially when he wants to overlook the Iranians having nuclear weapons. He is popular. Look, he has some ideas that are good on domestic, the economy and such. But his foreign affairs ideas are just too much to even consider, and would really, I believe, lead us into a lot of trouble as we go down the road. And he was swinging his arms and giving some really extreme answers, and he sputtered angrily and spoke very fast at times. It was hard to follow what the heck he was even saying. And maybe this will be the debate that knocks him out, because I don't think he's really a good candidate to be running. In fact, he even said himself that he doesn't know whether he could handle or hold up through a long primary battle. The man is elderly. He's 2 years older than John McCain was at the same point in time of his nomination. And it may be time for him to leave the race, though he has good support and could be aiming for a solid third place finish in Iowa in the caucuses. And Michelle, let's see, Michelle Bachmann had probably one of her best performances in these debates. She was very on target. She was strong going against Gingrich and Ron Paul, and she did very well in this debate. Rick Perry did terrific, and that's a couple of good debates in a row that he's had. Remember, he struggled in the debate format earlier, but has really come back solid, coming back with a more populist agenda. He even mentioned Tim Tebow giving himself, putting himself as the underdog in all of this. Did a good job. Should hang in there. He's got a ton of money. Whether or not it will propel him back up the standings, that remains to be seen, but we will see that soon. And Rick Santorum, a lot like Bachmann, had a very good debate and held his own, made references to his record and leadership in Congress when he was there, and did a good job. We'll see how it meant for him. And the other candidate that was on the stage was John Huntsman. Not too much to remember about him. Don't even know why he's still in a race, and perhaps it's time for him to leave. Him and Ron Paul. And I think a lot of this will shake out in the next few weeks as we go into Iowa. And a recent Rasmussen poll shows that Iowa is confused as the numbers are spread out all over the place. Romney's at 23%. Gingrich is at 20% in a poll. And Paul is at 18%. And the other ones are down much further. So that's really the big news right now. That and the tax agreement in Congress that's going on, and we're going to take a break and be back right after this. You can now hear our show while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing needed and no memory or storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phone, webOS phone, or your BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher, smart radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. This is President Willie, and you're listening to Leaning Right with Gary Mack. It's my favorite show on the internet. Just don't tell Hillary.
Barack Obama's legacy of failure. High unemployment rates persist after the government bailed out banks, automobile companies, and targeted our healthcare system. Federal employees now earn more than twice as much as those of us employed by the private sector. Obama has crippled Americans with a $14 trillion national debt. Nearly $1 trillion is owed by the U.S. to China alone. And while Obama earns a reputation for incompetence around the globe, our borders here at home remain unsecured as drug traffickers and terrorists seek to exploit our negligence. But now, we the people are fighting back for fiscal responsibility, a return to constitutional principles, with greater individual liberty and less government regulation over our lives. We deserve new leadership that serves with honor, integrity, and decency. Join us online at CampaignToDefeatObama.com. Our country deserves better. PAC, TeaPartyExpress.org is responsible for the content of this ad.
This is Barry from Metz Musings. Be sure to tune in weekly to Gary and myself at MetzMusings@Podomatic.com and also on iTunes.
And we're back. And let's see what other news is making the rounds. Well, sticking with the primary round, the governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley, has endorsed Mitt Romney for the GOP presidential nomination. South Carolina, of course, is a right-to-work state, and Haley said on Fox News on Friday that she's throwing all of her support behind Romney in a Republican primary. She says jobs, the economy, and spending are the most important, and a former Massachusetts governor is the best candidate to address those issues. Haley also says President Barack Obama seems most afraid to face Romney. Well, that might be the case. The Democrats have certainly made an issue of going out and attacking Romney before he even gets the nomination. So whether or not that's a mistake or whether or not they're just shooting a shot across the bow, we will remain to be seen. But it's heating up. It'll be there for us when we come back sometime in January. And I want to cut this show a little short this week because it is the holiday season and people don't want to take a lot of your time as you rush to the stores to get last-minute packages and rush to family. So I just wanted to do a quick little show and wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and a Happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish friends out there. And to assure you, we will be back in 2012 as we head down the road to the elections in November and as we pick the President of the United States. So, until 2012, have a great holiday, and we'll see you then.
Happy trails to you.